We've kind of discussed how to replenish your serotonin, how to restore your catecholamines back. There's a few other supplements you can consider if you have certain other problems. So for a lot of people, stress is a huge issue. If you're overstressed all the time, the stress is going to burn you out. It's going to burn out your adrenals. It's going to deplete all your B vitamins in your body, and you're not going to feel good. You're going to stay depressed because the stress is just wearing you down. A lot of people have found relief with stress by taking an amino acid called GABA. GABA is an inhibitory neurotransmitter. It calms you down. It shuts that stress response off. That fight or flight is turned off when your body's releasing GABA. Tranquilizers, like things like Xanax, those sorts of strong drugs, they actually mimic GABA in your brain. So instead of taking those, you can try taking GABA. You can take it all throughout the day on an empty stomach, see if it will relax you, or you can take it at night to help you sleep. With GABA, you want to make sure when you first try it, though, you take it on an empty stomach, but don't take it while you're working or doing anything important, because if you take too much of it, it's going to make you sleepy, tired, and spacey. So even just one capsule, if you're sensitive to it or you digest it really good, can make you spacey and tired, and it's not going to be effective if you're trying to work and get things done. Another thing to consider is if you have a lot of mood swings, you cry really easy, or if you find you're way sensitive to everything in life. This could mean you're low in endorphins. So for example, let's say small things make you cry, small things make you sad. I mean, obviously emotion's okay, but if you're just overly sensitive to everything, it could be that you're low in endorphins and you're not making enough endorphins, your natural painkiller in your body. There is an amino acid DLPA. It actually conforms the D forms and L forms of phenylalanine. So for me personally, I didn't have to take DLPA because the phenylalanine and tyrosine I was taking was doing the job anyways. But when you combine both the D forms and the L forms of phenylalanine, it's going to create certain other neurotransmitters and endorphins in the body, such as PEA, which is found in chocolate. It's going to give you those natural pain-killing endorphins so you don't feel sad or cry easy all the time. A really good one is Source Naturals DLPA. It's only $7 per bottle. I put that in the worksheet. It's high quality. You can try that. Cheap, effective, if that's what you need. The thing with DLPA is you take it just like you take your tyrosine and phenylalanine. You're going to take it on an empty stomach, preferably right in the morning when you wake up, and if you need more after lunch, once you've digested your meal, but not too late, as it can give you some energy as well.